Martha Stewart has been sentenced to 5 months in a minimum security prison and 5 months at home in detention. Stewart and her stockbroker, Peter Bakanovic, were convicted of lying to federal prosecutors about her sale of ImClone stock the day after ImClone received bad news about a cancer drug it was testing. Martha Stewart will remain free for now. The judge agreed to stay her prison sentence until an appeal is completed. NPR's Jim Zaroli was in the courtroom this morning. Jim, Martha Stewart read a statement in the courtroom. What did she say?
She did. It was very emotional. Her voice sort of cracked as she read it. She said it was a shameful day for her, her company, and her family. What was a small personal matter became an almost fatal circus event. She basically asked the judge to go easy on her, to remember all the contributions she's made and the intense suffering she's endured over the past 2.5 years. She said, I hope the judge will see to it that my life has not been completely destroyed. Later, she spoke, after the sentencing, she spoke to reporters. She basically said she's not afraid, and she urged people to buy her magazine.
The judge stayed within the federal sentencing guidelines, the lower end of those guidelines. What was going on here?
She did. She gave them a more lenient sentence. She said, I've not lost sight of the seriousness of the crime, but Stewart has no prior record. She said the public interest objective has already been met by the verdict. She said, obviously, Stewart has suffered and will continue to suffer. She also said she'd received hundreds of letters from people who have been helped by Stewart in one way or another.
Martha Stewart plans to appeal her conviction. What are the odds of her winning?
Well, she does. It's not clear whether she has a very good case for appeal. The judge made note of the recent Supreme Court ruling on federal sentencing guidelines. She said that ruling had created a certain amount of turmoil that might affect the appeal. And for that reason, she said Stewart would remain free on bail, at least temporarily.
You know, very interesting. Just after the sentence was announced, the stock of Martha Stewart's company went up 30%.
Yeah, I think it might be because this was a relatively light sentence. You know, the judge said she would serve 5 months and be under house arrest for another 5 months. But during the house arrest, she can leave her home for work purposes, so she can presumably continue to play a role in her company. You know, I think there's been a great amount of uncertainty connected to the future of Martha Stewart Living Omnimedia, and that's hurt the company's stock price. I think this sentencing now of 5 months in prison and 5 months of house arrest clears up a lot of the uncertainty, and I think investors like that.
Jim, thanks very much. NPR's Jim Zaroli.